From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name is Landon Kleindorfer. My guest this week, Brian Driscoll, the lead foreman for the Terre Haute Street Department. And Brian, thank you so much for coming on today so we can sort of inform people what's going on, but also inform people about what you do and what the street department does.
Good morning.
So first of all, just in a broader sense, what is it that the street department does for the city of Terre Haute?
Well, there's not a lot that we don't do, to be honest. primarily, we're out taking care of the streets. We're filling potholes, picking up storm damage, snow removal. We do all of our own line striping on the streets. Traffic signals is another big thing that we take care of. The storm damage, that was huge this year. I mean, that was almost 3 months worth of cleanup just for that.
And actually, that was something that I was going to get to here in a little bit, but I mean, what's the manpower look like? I mean, obviously, we were bringing in people for all those that lost their electricity from different states. I mean, this is a city-level position. You're trying to bring in as many people as possible. What's that? What did that look like as far as manpower goes?
In this particular case, the whole city pretty well banded together. Our friends at the wastewater treatment plant, they chipped in. They helped us out a lot. We definitely couldn't have done it alone. We had a few contractors helping us, but wastewater by far was our backbone, hands down. And the guys, you know, our guys, the hours that they worked was just incredible. I mean, we were working directly after the storm. We didn't get off work until 4:30 that next morning. That was working a full shift and then working all night long.
Right. And I mean, you're obviously the lead foreman. What does your position look like? Not just for that specific, you know, storm, but just in general with the department?
So I pretty well handle the day-to-day operations right underneath the commissioner, Ernie Meeks. And we get a battle plan, per se, set together every morning. And then I'll talk to my supervisors that are directly underneath me. They'll formulate their own plan. I just tell them what needs to be done for the day. They get to dictate how it gets done. And then I go out in the field and I work with the guys.
And, you know, you talked about whenever you're going around, what don't you guys do, really? And, you know, looking at potholes and road recovery and all that kind of stuff. What is the process of, you know, locating those issues and then actually getting those fixed? I mean, you know, you drive around, you might see one pothole that's been there for a little while, but other things that are getting fixed really quick right away. What does that process look like as far as finding those issues and fixing those issues?
So our biggest asset really is 311, the public. They can file their complaint through 311, and then every day we have a list of, you know, as far as potholes go, we'll have a dozen queue alerts for those potholes. We'll go fill those immediately, and then we will run areas. We'll run every street in an area, say the boundaries, Poplar to College, 13th to 19th Street. Mm-hmm. That truck will travel every road in that given area and fill every pothole he sees.
And with, you know, obviously winter coming this way, you know, there's a lot of expanding, a lot of freezing and things like that. Is the springtime typically your peak as far as like getting reports of road damage and potholes and things like that?
In the past, it used to be, but the weather's changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have winters like we used to, so we get a lot of warm days during the winter.
Yeah.
And that wreaks havoc on the streets. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot of freeze and thaw all winter long.
Right. And I mean, what does that do for you guys as far as where you have to be and how you guys are managing that?
So it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. We used to shovel upwards of 200 tons of cold mix asphalt, and it's just a temporary fix to an issue that's going to come back in the springtime.
Right.
But with a lot of the paving we've done lately, we may shovel 50 to 75 tons of cold mix during the wintertime, and there's just no way to get around it. I mean, some of our roads are 5 years old, some are 50 years old.
Yeah. You know, you talked about the cleanup for the storms and things like that, but also there's cleanup for leaves going on right now. What's the information or some information that people might need to know as you guys are wrapping up that process?
So today we have just finished up the south end of Terre Haute, and we've started out on the east side of town at Wabash Avenue, working Wabash to Locust from east to west. Once we get the north end done, we will start a second pass, and we'll start on the south end, just like we did at the beginning of leaf season. we'll pick up anything that we may have missed or the public didn't have time to get out for us to accumulate and take out to the dump site. Mm-hmm. Once the second pass is done, then immediately the guys will go into pothole season, filling potholes,
right,
running their snow routes to make sure nothing new came up.
So whenever there's, you know, a road that has a lot of issues with it, you know, it's kind of beaten down, worn down, what is it that goes into the decision making of we're going to do something with that or we're going to fix that road specifically, things like that?
So I'm not real familiar with that. Engineering typically takes care of all of that. Mm-hmm. But 3 years ago, I believe, they got a new road mapping system. And that's all available through the city's government portal. You mm-hmm. can get on their website, and it can show you the grading of each road. And I believe it's 1 through 10, maybe.
Okay.
So they have this equipment they set in the dash, and they drive every road in town, and this camera and sensor system takes pictures and grades the roads, and it color codes everything. So if a road is 1 to 3, which I believe is the worst, maybe, mm-hmm. it says, hey, this is what we need to look at immediately as right. far as milling and resurfacing that road.
So, you know, with your title of lead foreman, how did that process happen for you? I mean, where did you start out? Are you from this area?
Yes.
And so what was it like getting into that field and then obviously moving up to that lead foreman role?
So I joined the street department in 2003 and worked my way from the bottom to the top. It would have been 2016, I believe. I was given the opportunity to step into the lead foreman position, and it was pretty great. It really was. There's not much more, and it's going to sound super cheesy, but there's not much more that's exciting to me than being able to work for the city I live in.
And I mean, I would say personally, those are the kind of people you want in those roles and those positions, or people right. that you know actually care about. I think that it does show. I mean, as far as whenever you're driving around Terre Haute, there's a lot of you see an issue on a road, it's not going to be there for very long.
Right.
I mean, this stuff does get wrapped up pretty quickly. I do appreciate.
And that's not me. I mean, in all fairness, that's the guys.
Right.
I do have a great group of guys.
And so, you know, leaves, obviously the problem right now is we go from autumn to winter. What does the process of getting ready for winter look like for you guys? We talked a little bit before we started about getting the trucks ready and things like that.
Right.
What are you preparing for those trucks? What are you preparing as far as getting the roads and things like that?
So it all starts really with the mechanics. About the tail end of August, early September, they'll start doing all the services on all of the dump trucks. We have 13 dump trucks. And we were blessed this year. We were able to buy 4 brand new dump trucks. The fleet was getting pretty old, and we were able to purchase 4 brand new ones. But the mechanics go through and service everything. They'll change all the oil in the truck, all the filters. They'll check all the emergency lighting. And once leaf season begins, that all has to be done before leaf season because we use all the trucks to pick up leaves. So once the guys start picking up leaves, the mechanics will go into the salt boxes, the snow plows, they'll grease them, they'll repair any cracks that need to be welded, they'll service the gearboxes on the salt boxes. And that's typically about it. I mean, the mechanics work themselves to the bone to right. get everything ready.
And what are you the ones who are also spraying the roads and getting the roads ready for, like, whenever you know that there's a big snow coming in?
Yep.
What is that chemical? I mean, I know that it's changed over time here in the last few years or maybe a little bit longer, but, you know, it's that liquid chemical. What is that that's keeping the roads safe?
So it's just salt. It's just salt water. Mm-hmm. We used to apply salt brine years and years ago, and for some reason we quit doing it. So we mm-hmm. brought that back about 6 years ago, and it's just a pre-treat. You can use it to get rid of snow, but you have to be on your game to use it to melt snow and then plow the snow off. It has to be an exact percentage of salinity. So if you want to use it for snow removal, it has to be 23.3% salinity. If you're just using it for a pre-treat, then I believe the maximum salinity in the salt brine can be 25.9%. So we just make it as salty as possible, put it in the salt or the salt brine truck, go out and spray every primary street, and then we go back and spray every secondary street. It takes about 10,000 gallons.
And that's those lines that you would
yeah.
see on the road typically?
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean,
it's not much salt. It's like
right.
10 tons of salt is all it takes.
And, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but obviously
yeah.
it's a really big city. You would expect right. probably a bigger number than that.
Yeah.
But what is, so you said you have how many trucks?
We have 13 dump trucks, 2 1-tons, and then we also have some 2 skid steers that we use at the city hall parking lot and the police station.
So what kind of staff does that require? I mean, you've got that many trucks and a lot of obviously moving parts. Well, how many people do you typically have underneath you?
So we have 35 employees. Any typical day, we're going to have about 24, 26 employees out on the streets.
So what is it that whenever, you know, this stuff's going on, we know maybe that there's some weather coming into the area. Are you the one who's making the decision of when we are or when we aren't going to go spray the roads, get the roads ready for a big snow or things like that?
Well, it's not just me. There's conversations that are had between me and the commissioner, Ernie Meeks, and we discuss what the battle plan should be going forward. Typically, we don't discuss pre-treating the roads with salt brine. We just do it. If anything is going to keep the salt or the snow from actually binding to the roads, it's going to be easier to remove. But we always plan ahead. We run 12-hour rotating shifts. So if it's going to snow at 9 o'clock in the evening, we'll have the fellas in there at 7 p.m., and they'll work 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. The next shift picks up, and it pretty well keeps the overtime equal that way, too, for the guys. So everybody's happy, but great group of guys. They just, whatever the plan is, they go with it and get the job done.
You mentioned that you got a few new trucks. In media, a lot of times, the sort of age before you need to start replacing and repairing things is about 7 years. What would you say is typically for your equipment, like, we get to a certain point, we need to start, you know, making those sorts of replacements?
In a perfect world, it would probably be about 10 years.
Yeah. And so, I mean, right now, you said your trucks are a little bit older. I mean, what's that age range right now?
So I believe the oldest dump truck that I have is a 2004.
Okay. Gotcha. And so whenever you guys are working on that equipment, you guys are getting everything ready, it's probably nice to have a couple of, you know, new trucks to kind of show off. Hey, you know, when we got new equipment, probably works a little bit smoother as well, right?
Right. Right. A lot less to fix, a lot less to get ready on them. I mean, they're brand new trucks. You got 5 years probably of easy living that you just don't have to worry about doing a lot to those trucks.
Mm-hmm. So one of the last things, is there any message for, you know, drivers or, you know, just people who live in Terre Haute as far as, you know, reporting when there's issues, how to do that and make sure that, you know, everything's running smoothly on your end?
311, that's our best friend. I mean, there's a lot of things, and yes, we have 4 supervisors, but we can't be everywhere. There's 800 plus lane miles of roads in Terre Haute. That's a lot to keep track of and to find all these small issues. So if the public can just keep using 311 for any complaint, anything they see, that'd be fantastic. And as far as snow removal goes, it's pretty dangerous. Those are big trucks. I mean, my guys want to go home at the end of the night too. And
right,
we have a dozen incidents at least every year where there are near crashes. Not many crashes, but we need a lot of room to work.
Right.
Those are big trucks.
And is there anywhere that where they can see if you got, where there's sort of like reporting, like, we're going to have these trucks out here during this time? Is there like a Facebook page or anything like that where they can see information?
So on the city's portal, it was something new that the mayor started this year. The public can actually see snow plow truck tracker. They can see all of the trucks out when they're plowing snow. And the same thing for leaf season right now. You can get on there and you can see exactly where the leaf vacuum trucks are. And it's color-coded, so if we were Wabash to Poplar, you can see that area's been done. It's in red. And it'll fall off once we keep moving on down the line into different areas.
All righty. Well, I think that basically wraps it up. Brian Driscoll, the lead foreman for the Terre Haute Street Department. Thank you very much.
Thank you much.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go on any of our web stations. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community. My name is Landon Kleindorfer.